Simin Shin Yud Gimel Sif Aleph. Pkakach Elohim. We're talking about a window, which is basically a hole in the wall, and they would put something to stop it up, a piece of wood or something else. And the way you would do it is, when you want the window open, you remove that round piece of wood or square piece of wood, which is the same size of the hole. And when you want to close, you stop it up. So it's going luach or shalkol double shesayim by chaloin is like a piece of wood or anything else which is used to cover up the window. You're allowed to use it even if it was not tied on from before Shabbos. We don't say that this is considered like you are adding something to the building. In other words, you're not allowed to add something to a building, but this is nothing, because since it's made to be put in and taken out, it is just part of the way you use the building. It's a use of the building, and it's not addition to the building. But you do have to designate this wood to be something to close the window, and you have to do it before Shabbos, then it's considered like a kli. Otherwise, it's just considered a piece of wood. Next case. A piece of wood, a rod of wood, which they set up to use as the bolt of a door. Also, you don't have to tie it on to consider it as part of the structure. This idea of putting a bolt in and out of the door, in other words, it has like rings on the door which you can put the bolt through. So that looks more like binyan when you're putting it into the door, and therefore, it's not enough just to think, oh, I'm going to use this rod from beforehand. So you actually have to make some type of change in it to make it into a kli. Once it looks like a kli, then it doesn't look like you're adding something to the building itself. It's just something that is serving you to keep the door locked when you want it locked, and afterwards you remove it. Rashi's opinion, l'shem kli, means that it should actually have a use. For example, stirring up olives or to crack nuts. Rabbeinu Tam says it doesn't have to be used for any other type of use. It's enough just that you made some change to it for this purpose. Continues the Rambo. Once you made this change, then it's considered regular kli. It's something that's not part of the door, it's not part of the structure, it's just a kli whose malacha is to close doors, which is a malacha l'heter, and therefore you could be metatalated for any need. We don't treat it as something which is made for the secondary use. Even the secondary use may be issa, because in this case it's primarily used for closing the door. But if you take a rod which is primarily used for harvesting olives, they used to hit on the tree to have the olives fall down, and now you're just using that to close the door, since its primary use is for harvesting, which is malachta l'issa, which is a kliyishem malachta l'issa. The ma'aseh, as far as the machlekes is Rashi and Matan, and Mishabura says that when there's a need, one can rely on the opinion of Rabbi Natan, that's enough to make some type of tikkun to this rod, even though it does not have any other use other than use for clothing. Now we have the third case. Haneger shu yoseh chenoylem boy. This is mamash a bolt. The toichem ma'aseh ba'skupa lemato. This goes as a vertical bolt, and it gets stuck into the ground and holds the door in place. So in mitzvah the binyan, that's considered more like a binyan because you're sticking into the ground. For that, it's not enough that you make this tikkun. It has to be tied to the door to show that this is part of the locking and bolting part of the door, and not part of the structure itself. How strong or in what fashion does it have to be tied up? If this bolt is not just a piece of wood or metal, but it's wider on the top, and it looks like something that's used for crushing. So since it looks more like a kli, it doesn't look like part of the house, therefore it's enough to have it tied to the door even with a very fine string that basically if you'd hang this bolt by the string it would rip. But l'maisa, it's just a simon to recognize that this is part of the pre-existing structure. It continues the mechaba v'filam eino kosher b'delis atzmoi ela b'bariach adelis. Even if it's not tied onto the door itself, it's tied on to some other bolt that's in the door, or Shabru says the door frame, that's good enough. And also, even if it's not suspended by the string, even if it's sitting on the ground. So if you have this thin string holding on to this bolt, even though it's not enough to support the bolt and it's laying on the ground, but since there's some type of connection between it and the doorway, that's good enough, since this bolt is thicker on the top and it looks more like a kli, it doesn't look like part of the building. But it is the mechaber. The ein b'rosh v'klus terav. It's just a rod which is not thicker on the top, so it does not look like a kli. It does look like it's part of the building. Imu kosher b'delas atzma. If it's tied onto the door itself, sagi afil lechel dakshe einu roy litloy boy afil kulam ruch ba'aretz. If it's tied onto the door, then you can have the same clue as we said before. That's enough to have a thin string tying it down, even though it's not suspended by it. It's laying on the ground. It's not connected to the door. It's connected to some bolts or the door frame. Then it has to be strongly enough tied onto the door that you can actually hang it from it. It doesn't have to be actually hung, but it has to be something that you can hang the bolt by that rope that's tied to it. It's the only problem when it's totally disconnected. So the bottom line is that by this naga that looks more like binyan since it is going into the ground, it's permitted either when it has the top of it thick and it looks more like a kli. In those circumstances, it's mutter as long as it's tied on it in any fashion. If it doesn't have this thick top, it just looks like a bolt, then if it's connected to the door itself, then also any type of connection by any type of string is good enough. But if it's not connected to the door itself, to the door frame, some other bolt that's over there, then it has to be connected by a rope which is strong enough to hold it up.